WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your guy, Jake Carter, coming at you live from my makeshift studio. Which, let's be real, is just my living room with a fancy microphone. Today, we're diving into something that feels more relevant than ever. Building healthy habits in this digital jungle we call life. Ever feel like your phone is running the show? You know that feeling when you scroll for hours, and suddenly it's 3 a.m., and you've forgotten what sunlight even looks like? Yeah, me too. But fear not, my friends. We're gonna arm ourselves with the tools to reclaim our time, energy, and sanity. First things first, let's acknowledge that technology is a double-edged sword. It connects us, informs us, entertains us. It's basically a superpower. But just like any superpower, it needs to be wielded responsibly. Otherwise, we risk becoming slaves to the endless scroll, missing out on the real magic happening in the offline world. Okay, so here are 5 key takeaways that can help you level up your digital game and cultivate some healthy habits. 1. Mindful tech time. Think of your phone like a delicious dessert. It's awesome occasionally, but eating it every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is gonna leave you feeling bloated and unsatisfied. The key is to set boundaries and be intentional about your tech time. Schedule specific times for checking emails, scrolling social media, or playing games. 2. Tech-free zones. Just like we have designated no smoking areas in public places, let's create some no-phone zones in our lives. The dinner table, your bedroom before bed, and during activities with friends and family are prime candidates for tech detox. These spaces should be reserved for genuine connection and mindful moments. 3. Embrace boredom. This one's a game changer, folks. When was the last time you just sat in silence, letting your mind wander? The truth is, boredom can be a breeding ground for creativity, self-reflection, and even joy. So ditch the constant stimulation and embrace those moments of quiet contemplation. 4. Digital declutter. Think about it. Your phone is probably a digital landfill of apps you barely use, notifications that drain your energy, and social media accounts that leave you feeling inadequate. Take some time to declutter. Delete unnecessary apps, unsubscribe from emails that don't serve you, and unfollow accounts that bring you down. Your mental space will thank you for it. 5. Find your offline tribe. Remember those people who exist outside of the digital realm? Yeah, those are your real-life friends and family. Make an effort to connect with them in person. Go for a hike, grab coffee, or just hang out and talk. These genuine connections will nourish your soul and remind you that life is more than what happens on a screen. Let me tell you a quick story about this whole tech detox thing. I used to be the queen of notifications. My phone was buzzing constantly. Emails, texts, social media updates, you name it. It felt like I was living in a constant state of digital overwhelm. Then one day, I decided to take a week-long break from my phone, except for emergencies, of course. I didn't realize how much energy I was wasting on mindless scrolling until I actually had time to focus on other things. I read a book, went for long walks in nature, and even reconnected with some old friends. It was a game changer. Remember, folks, you're the captain of your digital ship. Take control, set boundaries, and create a life that's both fulfilling and balanced. Don't let technology rule your life. Instead, use it as a tool to enhance your experiences and connect with the world around you. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, ditch one distracting app, schedule a tech-free hour each day, or simply put your phone away during meals. You might be surprised at how much freedom and clarity you gain when you disconnect from the digital noise. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. Let's build a community of mindful tech users together. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.